It's 11 minutes past 7.
Hosking.
More worry for New Zealand First Much Hype Provincial Growth Fund. $2.4 billion has so far been allocated, but only 10% has actually been handed out. Almost $50 million has been spent on 114 viability studies, which potentially means nothing ever happens at all. Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative has been looking at these numbers. Eric Crampton's back with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Morning.
First things first, though, feasibility is no bad thing in and of itself, is it? I mean, if you spend a dollar to potentially make 10 to work out whether you're not wasting your money, that's not bad, is it?
Well, it looks like they're spending about 1.5% of the overall fund on feasibility studies, so it's not a huge amount. Now, you might have hoped that more of these would be coming in with investment-ready proposals at the outset. I'm not sure that you'll ever go to a, say, if you're looking for private funding and equity funding for your startup, you're not going to go up to the venture capitalist and say, well, I'd like some seed money to do a feasibility study about whether I have a pitch for you. You should be coming in with an investment-ready proposal, but it's only 1.5% or thereabouts, 1.6%, so it's not that big a deal. There's been some critique that they haven't spent nearly as much of the $3 billion fund yet. And while they've allocated a fair bit of it, it would be probably a bit more worrying on my side if they had already blown it all.
Yeah.
You want to have a bit of probity in there, especially where there have been some concerns. We're looking forward to the Auditor General's report on this coming out this month.
Do we hold, or do we know they're holding back money on the, I just need to double check this, or are they just holding it back because they're inefficient?
Oh, they'd be holding it back because some of these proposals would say we need this much money in the first year, this much money in the second year. I don't have any breakdown on any of those figures. It'll be neat to see what all comes out of the Auditor General's findings on this. The bigger worries I've got is whether this is the best way of really sparking development in the region to have a fund that's managed by Shane Jones, with a fair bit of discretion, it seems, for him to decide where he's going to be putting his money in. And meanwhile, he's been sent away with a cabinet manual to remind him that he shouldn't be using any of this kind of thing for electioneering.
That was my ultimate question. What's your gut sense of this? Is this a sugar hit, or is this a long-term piece of fiscal genius?
It's not a long-term piece of fiscal genius. There are imbalances, and we need to have more money going out to the regions, but ideally we'd want this to be part of a rebalancing in how we think about local government relative to central government and thinking about local government's financing and its role and ways of incentivizing local government to be able to be doing the things that make sense for their communities rather than trusting some grand poobah to come in from central government and finagle a $3 billion fund every now and then. Perhaps under dubious kind of ways of running the thing, it'd be better to come up with better structures to make sure that local government's able to do these things on its own.
Good stuff, Eric. Appreciate your time very much. And Grand Poobah and Finangle in the same sentence. It's a first. 13 past 7. Hosking.